This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a real exciting one lined up because we're going to be talking to Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. And anytime Paul joins us as one of our regular contributors, it's always a blast. We like to talk about the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles and vehicles. And since we're at year's end, we'll take a look back at 2018. And look ahead to what we can expect to find in early 2019. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to call in, we've got Mackenzie on the board, and he can be reached toll-free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach me via the email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and welcome our esteemed automotive journalist, guest, and publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you. I hope you're having a great holiday season.
Thank you, and the same to you and your family as well. Let's talk a little bit about December. Historically, this has been an interesting and usually very busy car sales month, but I understand this year, 2019, some of the turmoil that is plaguing the news politically may be putting new car sales to the test. What do you think is going to happen at the end of December? We're almost there right now, and how do you see the year as far as car sales are concerned?
Well, this is very interesting, Bob, because we're getting a bit of mixed signals, depending on who we talk to over the last week or so. The initial indication is that sales have been rather strong, and there are a couple of reasons why. That includes particularly people worried about interest rates going up yet again. So some people who know they need a car and figure that they're going to have to get one the next month or two or three are racing out to try to get hold of something before the interest rates go up a quarter point or half point or however, whoever knows how much. Of course, there's also concerns about the Trump tariffs and all the craziness that that seems to be entailing. And we know that it's already costing manufacturers billions of dollars in increased costs for aluminum and steel, and there's other possible increases coming. So again, some people are going to try to head off the possibility of having to pay more in the new year. The flip side is that we have people who are just plain starting to get worried after what seemed like a very, very good year. Car sales were actually much stronger than expected. Everybody expected a fairly sharp slump. Things bounced back. But now people are looking at the economy, they're looking at the Dow, and I think there are some people that are hesitating about buying vehicles because of that. So I think it's going to be a real big guess as to how December comes in. I will tell you this, most people expect that this will actually be a stronger year than what people had thought going in. But the real question is, what will we be signaling going into 2019?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to find out what the final tally is, as it's always a very important barometer. Certainly the manufacturers are doing their part with lots of incentives out there and with the kind of pulling away from subcompact and compact cars in particular, and more people going towards the compact crossover sport utility marketplace. There's some good bargains to be had.
Yeah, there are. There are some vehicles out there that the industry is pulling from production. As you know, Ford is pulling out of the passenger car side of the market with really one exception, and that is the Ford Mustang. General Motors is planning to get rid of six vehicles, six passenger cars, including models as diverse as the Chevy Cruze and the Cadillac flagship, the CT6. So in many cases, those vehicles can be had at a very good price. In fact, if you are really still a fan of sedans and coupes, while the market is getting a little bit smaller out there, I think you probably can find some good bargains in the passenger car segment. It's a little bit tighter. There are some good prices. There are some deals to be had on SUVs, crossovers, but probably not nearly as much as, again, on sedans and coupes.
Very well said, Paul, and you're absolutely right about the cancellation of various products, and some of them caught me off guard. I know that the original Volt didn't do well, but after its refresh, I actually liked the Chevrolet Volt when I had it for a press vehicle, but that's going away, and that's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it just was not selling. It really didn't make the connection with buyers. And it's too bad because, as you say, the second generation Volt, that's a V as in voltage, that vehicle was a much better vehicle when it came around to the second generation. You may recall, Bob, they increased the range on that vehicle to something like 53 miles per charge. Mm-hmm. So, while certainly not a Tesla Model 3 or some of the other new long-range electric vehicles, it doesn't have anywhere near the range of the Chevy Bolt with a B, it still provided enough range that most of its buyers were able to use it on a daily basis and not have to use gas. I think Chevy was saying that the average Volt owner is getting something like 900 to 1,000 miles between fill-ups. Now, that doesn't mean they're getting that sort of crazy mileage, you know, 80, 90 miles a gallon. But what it means is many, many, many people are simply just running it in electric mode and only gassing up very occasionally when they do a longer trip.
Oh, that's cool to hear, and a little bit surprising that it's going away. Everybody's getting into electrification, and Volkswagen, I understand, is testing some new portable EV charging stations. They look quite modern, and they offer a great deal of technology. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, Bob, that was a story that one of my colleagues, Michael Strong, did, and I was rather intrigued by it myself. Unfortunately, I can't give you an awful lot of details. That was a story that he did while I was taking a break from the holidays, and I hate to tell you, I'm not caught up on everything that we've done on the site the last few days, but the important point is that this is part of VW's push to try to make it easier for people to have an electric vehicle and not get stuck out in the middle of nowhere. You may recall that as part of its diesel settlement, you know, the diesel scandal where they cheated on their emissions tests, part of the deal involved putting aside $2 billion, yeah, that's B as in billion, to help set up a project called Electrify America. And it has two purposes. One is to promote electrification, and the other is to actually set up a nationwide network, with an emphasis on California, but it is nationwide, for fast charging. And one of the things that VW's Electrify America project is doing is setting up these super fast chargers. These make the Tesla supercharger seem like, you know, quaint. In some cases, they're going to have capacity to do something like 300 to 400 kilowatts. Now, most people won't understand what that means. Perspective. If a car is capable of charging at that speed, at that voltage, we're talking about being able to get as much as 20 miles a minute of charging, which means that you could almost match the speed by which you pump gas into your current automobile.
Wow, that's quite an achievement. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about more stories making headlines in the world of automobiles and do a little wrap of the year as we already started to and look ahead to 2019. It's all straight ahead right here as Auto World continues on great radio stations and around the world live at GCNLive.com. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, journalist, publisher of DetroitBureau.com. This is Bob Long getting over a little bit of a cold, so apologize about my voice not being up to speed, but one thing we can be sure of is at this hour you're going to learn a lot, because every time Paul is with us, I certainly learn, and I know you folks do as well, as Paul is right in the heart of the Motor City and covers the globe as far as all the automotive stories. When we look back, Paul, at 2018, certainly we've seen some unfortunate things and some interesting things from some pretty high up people. We saw the unfortunate sudden passing of the FCA chief after some surgery. We also saw the indictment and imprisonment of Carlos Ghosn. And we've seen Tesla. I know one of their news stories is they're setting up a leasing company in China, but we've seen the Elon Musk getting in trouble with the SEC and a lot of mixed signals coming out of that company. Let's talk a little bit about those three items.
Yeah, let's start with Sergio Marchionne. We have got to give a little background. For people who don't know, Sergio Marchionne is a Canadian-raised brilliant man who just proved himself one of the forces of nature in the auto industry. He came on, he did not start out in the auto business, he came on as a head of Fiat going back about 20 years and really helped save that company. He then engineered the salvation of the Chrysler Corporation, which, if you recall, was not going to get a bailout. President Obama was going to walk away and leave Chrysler, bail out GM, but leave Chrysler to bankruptcy, unless there was a white knight that came along. And Sergio Marchionne became that white knight. Fiat effectively took over. They wound up, after a couple of years, merging. And we've really seen a transformation in that company. Probably no other company really marks how much of a change the auto industry has gone through in recent years than Chrysler. He announced a new five-year strategy, quite dramatic, during an event in June, at which time he talked about his retirement, which wasn't going to take place till, you know, about the same time in 2019. Unfortunately, what we all did not know was that Sergio had a very serious medical problem. He had a type of cancer, a soft tissue cancer, and he went in for surgery. What everybody was told was going to be a routine bit of surgery in July, and he never emerged. Apparently, he went into a coma during the surgery, and within about a week, he had passed. And it forced FCA to decide on who was going to be their new CEO. They ultimately picked the man we all expected, Mike Manley, who had been running both the Jeep and the Ram truck brands, the two brands that really prop up this automaker. So that was no surprise. But what we're still waiting to see is what sort of course Mr. Manley is going to carve. He's changed a lot of management, but he has been following very closely, hewing very closely to the five-year plan that he helped produce with Sergio Marchionne.
Very interesting, Paul. And let's talk a little bit about Elon Musk. This gentleman certainly upset a lot of people on Wall Street and upset the Securities Exchange Commission when he went on his Twitter account and announced that he was going to take the company back private. Yeah, that was a funky story in many different ways.
Elon Musk is probably, if you look at all the industry executives, probably certainly Sergio Marchionne passing was the hardest hit to any top executive in the business. And I know we'll get into Carlos Ghosn in a minute. But then when you move past those two, probably one of the toughest years that anybody, any CEO has had, would be the year that Elon Musk has had. I mean, he has, his behavior has been erratic at best. Remember, he got caught smoking weed on a podcast with Josh Rogan, the comedian, which, you know, these days shouldn't be much, but there's all sorts of reasons why that didn't go down very well, including the fact that Musk heads companies that have contracts with the federal government, which still considers that a crime and a security risk. So between that and some bizarre behavior, he's now being sued by a diver out of Britain who he, shall we say, had a few choice words about, and that case is now in court. If anything, though, Musk has had at least one real important breakthrough this year. He had the ability to say that Tesla delivered an unexpected third quarter profits. Now the real test is going to be what happens with the fourth. If Tesla again delivers a profit for the fourth quarter, I think a lot of folks are going to say they've really made it, that this company really is here to stay. And 2019 is going to be a very important year. They have to prove they can continue to be profitable, that they continue to ramp up production and grow sales for the Model 3. And, of course, we have coming the next entry in the Tesla lineup with the Tesla Roadster. So 2018, tough year. We'll see what happens in 2019 for Elon Musk, Tesla, and all his other companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about Carlos. You know, I'm talking about a man who's had a roller coaster ride as far as being a long-term executive.
Well, you know, he's had a roller coaster ride of late. Now, probably nobody was flying as high as Carlos Ghosn. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, his reputation as a turnaround artist, as a man who could make magic happen, started about the same time that Sergio Marchionne was working his wonders in Italy on Fiat, a near bank of Fiat. You may recall, and for those who aren't familiar with his name, Carlos Ghosn is a 64-year-old Brazilian-born man of Lebanese descent. He started his career with Michelin, of all things, in France, then moved to Renault, helped bail them out in the mid to late 90s. And then was sent in 1999 over to Japan, where he was the head of the Nissan turnaround plan. Mm-hmm. And it was a spectacular success. Now what happens? He's knitted together this global entity called the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance. But it appears he rubbed some people the wrong way, and if you believe the allegations against him, may have committed a number of potentially serious financial crimes. So he has been in jail since, November 19th, if my memory serves.
Yes.
His colleague just got out of jail. Greg Kelly was released on bail, but it appears that at the very earliest, Sergio Marchionne will not be able to get out on bail until later this week. And I expect that prosecutors in Japan will try to fight that and keep him in jail for at least a while longer as they consider yet more charges.
It's going to be something we're going to have to watch, and you can do so at thedetroitbureau.com. We'll take a timeout and then more with Paul Eisenstein.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children ages 8 and 7 from Guatemala died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. On ABC's This Week, Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said agents did everything they could as soon as the children manifested symptoms of illness to save their lives.
Jacqueline was 94 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol station. She started to vomit on a bus ride to that station. Our agents got her there as quickly as they could, where we had a paramedic waiting, an agent who's a paramedic, to revive her and get her into emergency medical services and life flight her to a children's hospital in El Paso. In Felipe's case, it was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed his symptoms and made the decision to take him and his father to the emergency room.
Magalinen says Customs and Border Protection will now conduct secondary medical checks on all children in its custody with a focus on those under 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there?
Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
I'm telling you,
Jay Leno, with his Jay's Garage show on CNBC. Seems to be doing quite well. We'll get him live on the program one of these weeks, but we've got live on the program with us tonight, one of our favorites. He's one of our regular contributors and esteemed automotive journalist who writes for websites and magazines and everything you can imagine all across the world, and he is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, which offers lots of cool stuff, including some subscriptions. Paul, tell our listeners about the offerings that you have to offer folks.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Well, whatever you are interested in the automotive world, whether you want news, reviews, features, buying tips, and so on, that's what we deliver every day on thedetroitbureau.com. You can go to the site, of course. It's free, but so are our emails. If you want to stay up on everything that's happening, all you have to do is sign up. We'll deliver an update every time we have a new story, if that's what you want, or daily, weekly, even monthly newsletters that will tip you off to what's coming up on thedetroitbureau.com. And, of course, we have Twitter and RSS feeds as well.
That's terrific. 2019 is going to, of course, bring forth a lot of new product, and I would imagine that at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, we'll see finally the unveiling of Ford's Shelby GT500 product. Is this also the venue that we'll see the 8th generation Corvette, the long-rumored mid-engine Corvette? Do you expect that in Detroit, Paul?
With a simple word, no. I have been told repeatedly and firmly that the 8th generation Corvette, particularly the mid-engine Corvette, will not be coming to Detroit. Could they change their mind? Yep, we've seen automakers do that. But right now, there is absolutely no plan, I'm told, by the utmost authorities over at GM. One other vehicle that we expect to see over there will be the new Explorer. We're going to be looking for that. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, one of the most exciting vehicles, I think, for everybody at the show, Bob, is going to be the next generation Supra.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And that's an interesting collaboration between BMW and Toyota. I never thought we'd see the day that something like that came together, but it has.
Yeah, this is really interesting, isn't it? For those who aren't up on the latest on this, Toyota was searching for years to try to figure out how to bring the Supra back to life. At the same time, BMW, watching the sales in the roadster and sports car markets just slip away as everything else in the passenger car side, as we discussed earlier, has been fading in favor of utes and pickup trucks. They didn't want to walk away from the Z4, but they couldn't justify the money that was necessary to completely re-engineer it from the start. Well, somehow or another, BMW and Toyota started talking. And it's not completely unusual on the Toyota side. As you know, they've been, they reversed decades of policy of standing everything on their own. They even came up with that, what's now the 86, which they developed in a joint venture with Subaru, which sells its version as the BRZ. But we're going to have a jointly developed product. It is the new Z4 from BMW and the new Toyota Supra. Now, the good news is, for those who complain that the Toyota 86 and Subaru BRZ just look too much alike, you won't confuse these two. Yeah, you know, if you really, really, really understand how things work in the business, you'll notice what they call the hard points. You'll notice certain key dimensions of the Z4 and the Supra will be similar, but they are dynamically different vehicles, for one thing. The Z4 is a roadster, and the Supra will be coming out as a coupe. So I think that they have really made an effort to not let this be a pair of badge-engineered products, Bob. I think each one is really, from what we can see, clearly tailored for its precise market.
Absolutely, and BMW has elected to go back to a soft top for this generation of the Z4. Kind of an interesting move. We saw a number of years where the retractable hardtop seemed to be dominating, but kind of a pushback and a little bit of a readjustment back to traditional cloth tops, which offer you more space for luggage or golf clubs or whatever you're carrying around.
Yeah, there are some pluses and minuses. I'd love to hear from your listeners if they have thoughts about which they prefer, the hardtop or the soft top. Now, the hardtop convertibles, there are a number of real pluses to them. For one thing, they're much more secure. You know, it's not easy. You can't just cut open a cloth top like you can a cloth top. And, of course, they're quieter and they stay warmer. So there are some pluses, but as you mentioned, they do have some downsides. They, for one thing, take up more space. They're also heavier. And because that weight is up high, you know, it throws the center of gravity off on the vehicle as well. So there are some downsides and then add costs. And I think you're seeing a lot of manufacturers rethink the push to the hardtop convertible. There's been a lot of rumors back and forth, Bob. What's your thought? Will Mercedes stay to go back to a cloth top on the new SL?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch since Mercedes is really the modern-day pioneer of the retractable with the first-generation SLK and then followed up. And I was quite happy to see the SL become a retractable hardtop convertible. I thought it was extremely well done. But is it true, the rumors, that the next-generation SL is actually going to have some sort of backseat? Have you heard that it's going to become a 2+2?
I've heard different stories on that. I've seen what are supposed to be spy photos. I just don't know, Bob. I just don't have a deep enough source feeding me the real information on what's happening with the next Mercedes SL. But what we're hearing are some dramatic, dramatic stories. So could they go with a 2+2 design? Could they go with a soft top again? I don't know. I'm looking forward to finding out, though.
Absolutely. We're going to be seeing a new Land Rover coming to the U.S. in 2020. This is the Land Rover Defender, and Land Rover is a company that's produced seemingly hit after hit in recent times.
Yeah, it's rather interesting. We've been waiting for a couple of years for the return of the Defender. It's going to take a just a bit longer, so anybody who was really out there waiting, holding on to their purse strings, waiting to have a Defender to buy, you're going to hang tight till, well, we'll see the new Defender in the sheet metal sometime in 2019, but it won't actually reach U.S. showrooms until sometime, I'm thinking, in the first quarter, maybe late in the first quarter of 2020 before they actually start selling it here. What I can tell you about it is that it will retain that very, very, very classic truck-like design and feel of the classic Defender. You remember, that really was the true heir to the original Land Rover products back from the 1940s. Nothing really said Land Rover like the Defender, and it's going to be interesting to see what's happening, because we got a tease of it. If you go to the DetroitBureau.com, you can get a look at the first pictures. We have a bunch of them of the new Defender, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, even to the round headlights, everything is very classic. Yet they're telling us it's a revolutionary, not evolutionary design. So what I'm expecting is that there's going to be some real mechanical breakthroughs to enhance its already unbreakable quality, unbeatable when it comes to getting off-road. But I also think there's going to be a lot of new high-tech on board that will do some even fancier things.
It's going to be one to watch for model year 2020. We'll take a time out and then more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Paul's newsletters and RSS feeds and all that cool stuff. Straight ahead, more with Paul. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns?
We're back. We're live. Thank you very much for being here. Paul Eisenstein joins us, one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Got a couple of emails that have floated in, Paul, including George in Texas, who would like to know if either one of us, I have not, perhaps, Paul, you have either one of you guys driven the Challenger Red Eye? I know you had the opportunity, Paul. Tell our listener what that was like.
Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, I was gobstruck when I drove the original Hellcat. Thought 707 horsepower and a classic old muscle car, that had to be the end of the world. And then, of course, we saw the Demon come out, and that was 940 horsepower. But the Demon was really a straight-line vehicle. All that horsepower, it just was like the old muscle cars of the past. Straight-line vehicle, not much comes to turning. So, what do you get? You get a compromise. You come up with a vehicle that has a surprising amount of roadability. Not the classic American muscle car. You lose a little bit of horsepower, but the reality is, it is quite a stunner when it comes to taking a serious road course. 800 something horsepower is nothing to sneeze at. And I had the chance to drive it up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire area, where they have a wonderful track, Bob. You've been, I know, to Laguna Seca, so you know what it's like when you have a track that not only has a lot of curves, but a lot of elevation changes. Mm-hmm. Well, this thing makes Laguna Seca seem like it's absolutely flat. And we just had a blast driving the Red Eye out there. I can't wait to get my hands in it again. However, being in Detroit, I'm probably going to have to wait till spring.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Got a question here from Kathy in Connecticut. She says she is currently the owner of a Volkswagen CC, has really enjoyed the car, wants to get some recommendations from us, Paul, as she's in the market for something new, and she, unlike other folks, wants to stay in that coupe-esque sedan look. Is the CC still in production? I forget off the top of my head.
No, unless you can find the leftover at a dealership, and that's possible. I'm trying to remember when it officially went out of production, but it is, Bob, unless I am just doing a brain cramp, I believe it has been out of production for a bit now. And that's the problem, unfortunately, trying to find good convertibles. That's becoming one of the weakest segments of the market, so they're disappearing at a relatively quick pace, and too bad. I really I liked the CC, I like coupes, I like convertibles, and those cars are just vanishing. Bob, if you want to give her, or if you want to tell her, if she's not listening directly, if she tries to contact me through the website, I would be glad to communicate with her directly. I'll help her out a little bit more, rather than what I can do in just a couple minutes here on the air. So she can reach me either through that, or if you want to, you know the email, the private email I use. You can email her back with that.
Will do. Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate that help. Let's talk about some other important stuff around the bend, the Consumer Electronics Show. And it has in the last few years, there's been a great emphasis on the automakers and a little bit of competition factor with the North American International Auto Show. I'm not going to CES this year, but I know for a fact there's going to be a pretty significant OEM big type show presence. I mean, they do their booths up there like the International Auto Shows.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of the German makers who will be skipping Detroit just a week later. I think, BMW has a small presence. Mercedes has a fairly large one. Volkswagen will be there. Audi will be there. You'll see a number of the Asian automakers there and a couple of the Detroit makers. So it is an auto show of itself. There'll be a few important new products making their debut there, and a lot of technology. You may recall, Bob, that last year was when Mercedes showed off its MBUX, which is basically the equivalent of having Alexa or Google's Home built into your car.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Mercedes, and it will talk to you as a personal assistant. Now we have BMW offering the same thing. I expect to see some very interesting technology come out at CES in just a little more than a week.
Yeah, I would agree. We'll see some stories emerging out of there. Here's an interesting question. It comes from William in Washington State, who wants to know why we haven't seen to date some sort of hybrid or electrified pickup truck. Well, the truth is Ram does have a bit of a hybrid out there. But why don't we talk a little bit about that, Paul?
Yeah, I may wind up taking up pretty much what time we have left, Bob. Do we have more questions after this? I'll try to keep it short otherwise.
No, we can roll with this one. We should be fine.
Okay, good. Good. All right, so here's the deal. When you think about a pickup truck, there are very unique needs that these vehicles have. They have to do a lot of towing. They have to do a lot of cargo hauling. And they have to be rugged as can be. So while there are reasons why you might want to electrify them, for one thing, because they don't get very good mileage relative to what a lot of the other vehicles on the road get, you have a lot of challenges. That said, we are going to be seeing a lot of electrified pickups over the next few years. The first major step came this year with the launch of the new the Ram 1500. I always want to say Dodge Ram.
Sure.
The Ram 1500, which is a mild hybrid. It uses a 48-volt hybrid system to help improve fuel economy, actually helps performance ever so slightly. It even helps with the ride dynamics. It's a complex issue there, but there's a lot. We had seen a couple of conventional hybrid versions of pickups. GM, for example, had one a few years back that didn't go over very well. So we are expecting to see more hybrids. Ford has said that they will have an F-150 hybrid, for example. And I think we'll see more of that. But we are going to see a lot of fully electrified pickup trucks. And one of the most interesting debuts at the Los Angeles Auto Show, which, Bob, it's hard to believe, was barely a month ago, was the Rivian. Rivian is a startup company based out of suburban Detroit. They have a factory. In fact, it's the old Mitsubishi plant down in Normal, Illinois, that they intend to build two vehicles, one of which is called the R1S, which is a sport ute, a large sport ute, and the other is the R1T, which will be a full-size pickup. Now, Bob, here are the bizarre numbers, okay? 11,000 pounds towing, They claim almost 400 miles of range, and of course, that will be affected dramatically by how much you're towing or carrying. But here's the thing that blows everybody away. You ready for this? 0 to 60, you want to guess?
These electric vehicles are definitely tricky. In the fours?
Three.
Wow, that's just remarkable.
3 seconds, 0 to 60, full-size pickup, capable of towing 11,000 pounds, and I forgot what the cargo capacity is. We're talking something like 800 horsepower and 1,000 foot-pounds of torque. Now, they haven't built one yet. We're going to have to wait to see if it actually delivers as they promise. But I've got to tell you, a lot of people are watching that, and Tesla, which is promising to also have a very, very, very high-performance, highly capable electric pickup truck, probably in about 2 to 3 years. So we could see a lot of electric development, a lot of electric technology move into the pickup truck segment over the next 2 to 3 years.
And that will be significant. Certainly, lots of people will be thrilled with that and just can't believe some of those performance numbers. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you want to get in here in the ninth inning. It's the end of the year. We've been doing a little bit of a year look back and look ahead to 2019. Hard to believe that we're there already, but we are knocking on the door of 2019. And certainly, Paul, there are lots of really cool vehicles that are in the pipeline that we're going to see at some of the international shows in the next several months.
Yeah, very, very definitely. We talked about a few coming up at the Detroit Auto Show. There's going to be a lot coming in New York. We've got Geneva coming up and Chicago coming up. It's going to be a very hot season. Though, Bob, you know, what's going to be very interesting to me is watching what happens with auto shows. We've discussed that, probably a half dozen times. And that's
so true, Paul.
Auto shows regain some of their momentum in 2019 and beyond.
Very good question. Happy
Folks,
New Year.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.